Yeah, another example of this. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Always online on our apps free of charge in the Google Play and Android Store. And online at CrusadeChannel.com, where you can become a Founders Pass member today and enjoy the world's most unique 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week radio station and the premium broadcast and quality unmatched by anyone else. Give it a try today. So, yeah, back to our alleged local government here, like Joy Pullman is writing about. Here's a story from the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. Mandeville City Council, this show is coming to you from Mandeville. Tomorrow night, Thursday, the 21st, we'll hold an executive session, they call it, to get an update from attorneys involved in defending the city against a lawsuit filed over the contentious Port Marigny residential and commercial development. The closed-door meeting will be held at 5 p.m. at City Hall. Now, wait a minute. This is City Hall, where public business is going to be discussed. And you guys can have a closed door meeting? Are you flipping kidding me? Gonna happen. On just about every legal and policy front, Americans are slowly realizing that many key state and local institutions have become merely outposts for a federal government, as Mitt Romney would say, a federal government controlled by special interests. This strips us of the self-government that is our birthright as American citizens, because it takes from us the power to determine the rules and structures that determine how we're allowed to live. By the way, again, I say it again because it needs repeating, and no one else is going to say it that has any skin in the talk radio career game, but it needs to be said. Joy Pullman says, it's our birthright as American citizens to have to have self-government. Well, Joy, your birthright as a child of God is the same self-government when it comes to the regulation of your moral affairs. You see, it's another form of self-government. Obedience to the unenforceable, we used to call it on the Mike Church Show, in the old station in the old country. That is a form of self-government. I'm practicing a form of self-government at my house when I appoint myself and accept the duty that God has granted me to be the bishop and the priest, the philosopher, and the king. Those are the duties that I carry out. Why? It's my job to get my wife and my children to heaven. That's my job. I practice a form of self-government. Here are the laws. You don't get a vote on them, but here are the laws. Here are the punishments for violating the laws. Pretty simple stuff here. This is the self-government that man should prize. As a matter of fact, during the age of the faith and in Christendom, and in the development of Christendom, this was the self-government that men prized, to be able to discharge that most sacred and holy of all duties. Women and children first. Wives and children. Better chance to get to heaven. Living in the kingdom, the fiefdom of King Mike the First. The Mitter Church, please! You can't do these things. You know what I think? I think it may be time. We haven't played it in a while. Oh, no. There he goes.
Shelter. This is not a drill. This is not a drill.
All right, why do I play the air raid siren? Well, again, you're looking for self-government, looking for gov in all the wrong places, looking for gov. You're looking for gov in all the wrong places, Joy. The ultimate practice of self-government is that government that you practice in your house. The penultimate practice of self-government is that practice which your parish practices in your neighborhood, in the country. Now, when I say country, I don't mean the sovereign legal entity where you live. I mean the country, the geography, the hill and the dale, the brook and the stream, right? The mountain and the hill, the prairie, where you live. That's country. The penultimate practice of self-government is that parish knowing what dogma and doctrine is, keeping it, live it, know it, love it, or live it, love it, learn it, whatever it is that Judge Reinhold says in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That is also self-government. So the church practices a form of self-government. It has its catechism. It knows its dogma. Yes, it is in a archdiocese or in a diocese. It does have some government structure that it's under, and that diocese is then in a bishopric, and that bishopric is then under the Pope. There is a bureaucracy there of sorts, but it's a holy one. It's a divine one, and it has the most important things man can consider and that man can work at or work towards, a blessed death and a holy eternity. A holy death and a blessed eternity. It doesn't get any better self-government than that. We are, though, taught as moderns that no, middle church, in all sins, it all comes from government. We have to have a better government or we're all doomed. Well, maybe you're doomed in this realm. Does that mean that the people that lived under communism in Russia, that were having secret masses in catacombs and under their houses and in basements and in closets, does that mean that their practice of that form of self-government was for naught? Come on, man. No. Come on, man.